Cubs offense, hey, they're not looking too bad out there. We're able to get three base runners against Dylan Emmel, who's been a very impressive pitcher so far this season. But Anthony Mateo, hoping to get back into the swing of things. He allowed two runs. One of them was earned back in the first inning, and really hoping to continue to show off what he's got. Returning from injury, he last pitched June 1st, and well, his first inning, not too bad. He was able to show off the command. He got a strikeout on the leadoff batter before allowing a few runners to reach. First pitch here to William Horner is called a strike on a breaking ball. It's an 0-1 count. Leadoff man of the inning, another breaking ball as it's fouled off the tip of the bat and straight into the dirt. To bring it 0-2, Horner will be followed by Jalen Gellings and Tommy Guggins. The 7-8-9 batters due up this inning for the Dock Spiders. Horner, the left-handed hitting catcher. It's a lefty-righty matchup, and he gets a swing and a miss for strike number three, the second K of the game for Anthony Mateo, and that's what you want to see early on is that fight from Mateo. And I got to talk to him a little bit before the game, and, well, it was Ag Night here at Witterfield, and they had a petting zoo over there by the party in the park, and plenty of animals you could go down there and pet. And while I was over there, you know, there was a cow, a couple of goats, and that one missing low for ball number one. When I was over there, Anthony Mateo, also kind of walking over there, he was kind of just hanging around today, getting ready for his start. 1-0 count. This one's hit towards left center field. That one's hit pretty well, and it drops for a single. One out hit for Jalen Gellings, and it brings up Tommy Guggins with a runner on first and one away. Left that one a little bit too much over the plate. And Guggins, guy from Princeton University, he is the right-handed hitting second baseman for the Dock Spiders. Comes into this game batting .238 on the season with six RBIs. Not really with the runner in scoring position right now, but watch out as there's a bunt attempt down the third baseline. Picked up by Garcia. He'll throw off a hop, and it's way over the head of the first baseman near the Dock Spiders bullpen. Picked up in right field by Kobayashi, but the throw cut off by Akko. And here comes all the way around a run as Jalen Gellings scores from first base on the infield single. And then error from J.J. Garcia. It's the second error of the game for the Rafters, and they've had a few too many of those this season, and really hoping to kind of pull it back on there. And they haven't quite struggled as much as Fond du Lac when it comes to errors this season, as that one is fouled off to bring it 0-1 to T.P. Wentworth. Wentworth still getting his feet under him in the Northwoods League. This is just his second plate appearance. He's 0-1 in the game with his strikeout back in the first inning. 0-1 count, a breaking ball that misses away to bring it 1-1. And I've loved watching that breaking ball from Anthony Mateo. I mean, it has been really on point today. That one of his rare misses, but it didn't miss by much, just a little bit away. 1-1 count with the runner on second. This breaking ball is right on that outside edge, and that's what I'm talking about. It looks like it's going well outside, and it just cuts right back in. 68 miles an hour on the gun, too, and it is a slow pitch after Mateo throws his heater. 1-2 count, trying to finish him off. Pitch coming home, and it's fouled back, turning up the dial on the fastball. And now the count, 1-2. Wentworth, the guy from Clemson University, a native of California. Very good player, and swings and misses at this one for strike number three. It's the third K of the game for Anthony Mateo. And so runner on second base with two away for Matt Hansen. Matt Hansen at the plate, the left-hander, swings and misses at the first pitch to bring it 0-1. And Hanson, he singled back in the first inning. He stole second base as well and came home to score on Landon Mensick's RBI single. So he's already proved dangerous this game, and he's proved dangerous against the Rafters this season. 0-1 count, a breaking ball that drops in there. And still just great location from Mateo right now. He is pounding the strike zone. And again, if it weren't for these errors right now, it would be a 1-1 ball game. But instead, it's 3-1 in the top of the second inning, and this pitch fouled off down that left field line and onto the concourse right in front of the concessions area. So a couple of fans trying to chase it down as it trails back towards the sweet spot. Might be my favorite spot in the ballpark, the sweet spot. I am a sweet tooth for sure. They got some good ice cream down there. 0-2 count hit towards the right side of the infield. Picked up at second base. Oñate will flip it over to first in time for out number three. So one run does come across on the two hits. There was an error, and there was one left on base. It's 3-1 Dock Spiders as we hit the bottom of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin.
Now let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's the bottom of the second, and the Rafters feeling a little bit disappointed right now that they're not tied up. It's 3-1 in the bottom of the second. A couple of errors have resulted in two runs coming across for Fond du Lac, but they've got plenty of game left as the first pitch to Akko is hit to the left side of the infield by the third baseman, and a nice pick by the first baseman, Jonathan Fitz, for the Dock Spiders, saves an error and gets the out at first base. So 5-3 in the books as it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with one away and the base is empty in the bottom of the second inning. And first pitch swinging right there, it's not what you wanted to see, as this one's to the right side, and that is what you wanted to see on a first pitch swing. Out towards the opposite field and landing in between the gap for a one-out single. Brings up J.J. Garcia with one away and a runner on first base. J.J. Garcia, the right-handed hitting third baseman for the Rafters, and every time I see him at the plate, I want to say shortstop, but he's been playing a lot more third base as of late. Started off the season as the everyday shortstop for the Rafters, but trying to work into the lineup any way he can. This one's fouled back high over the netting and brings it 0-1. And all three Rafters first pitch swinging, and if that one had been a ground ball towards second or the left side of the infield, possibly could have been a three pitch inning. But instead it's a mound visit here as Dylan Emmel and William Horner will have a quick chat. Very quick chat. Now back ready to work. And Anthony Mateo on the mound for the Rafters. He has allowed just the one earned run, but three runs in total on 40 pitches. So he has not been too bad. It's good to see, especially after he has been coming off of an injury, and then you saw the trainers come out early in the game, and you were worried about him, but he's looking strong. And Dylan Emmel on the other side, the Rafters have been able to at least get a couple of hits off of him. They've drawn some walks, and they've been able to move those base runners. A swing and a miss from J.J. Garcia brings it 0-2, and we go back to that last game where the Rafters had played the Dock Spiders with Emmel on the mound, and you couldn't quite say the same thing back on June 3rd. This pitch a little outside, runner taking off. The throw down is in time, and they got him, caught him stealing. So it's a 1-2 count as Hiroto Kobayashi is caught stealing second base. It's the first stolen base attempt of the game and the first caught stealing of the game for the Rafters. Good throw by William Horner. Beat him in plenty of time. 1-2 count on the way home, and Garcia fouls it back to keep it 1-2. And talking about Garcia, like I mentioned, you know, he started the season pretty hot for the Rafters, and he was able to work on base in multiple ways, and he's continued to get it in the lineup as of late. But as some of the more higher-profile guys have come in, such as Eric Parker and Andre Madunio back when he was healthy, Madden Akko into the lineup, it's kind of left Garcia on the outside looking in, so he's been trying to put in the extra work. And I saw him earlier today. He was one-on-one with Eric Robles as this one's hit towards the middle of the infield. Picked up at second, and that'll end the inning 4-3 on the putout. And Garcia was trying to work himself more and more into the lineup. He shows off that work ethic, but not able to keep the inning alive there. The Rafters go three up, three down. No runs on the one hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. And it is 3-1 heading into the third here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Anthony Mateo back to work here in the third inning, and I like to see that as he's been cruising along after he has allowed just the one earned run, and his pitching has looked good, but you got to hope the defense takes a step forward this inning as they've already had a pair of errors. And you look on the season, they've made over 30 errors so far in just the 19 games that they've played, this being game number 19. Jonathan Fitz leading off against Mateo, and the first pitch is called a ball to bring it a 1-0 count. Fitz, he is already up at the plate. He was the recipient of one of the errors and certainly profited off of that. The breaking ball is in there for a strike, and a 1-1 count to Fitz. Fitz, he reached on the error in the first inning, and that error was part of the reason why a run came home to score. 1-1 count is over to the left side of the infield, picked up by Garcia. He'll throw it across the diamond to first in time for out number one. And that's one of the things that you saw Garcia working on pregame today with Robles. And it was taking those ground balls, not just hitting, but taking the ground balls and really trying to step it up defensively. He did already make the error in the second inning and just tried a little too hard to force a play that wasn't there. And he did field the ball well, however, as this one's ripped down the third base line, and Garcia can't get to that one. It's into left field. Should be two if he didn't slip on first base. Landon Mensick tripped, and now they throw it away, trying to get him back at first. It's thrown away towards the Fond du Lac bullpen, and it's under the tarp, so he's heading over to third base now. Third error of the game, and that one was thrown away by Rafters left fielder Gunnar Myrow, who got a little bit too happy with the throw, trying to get aggressive, and not the right decision there. Still one out in the top of the third inning, and Patrick Graham now stepping into the plate, and it's these mistakes right now that have the Rafters down on the scoreboard and might make them down even further. Standard single turned into a three base hit as Landon Mensick is on third with one away, brings up the right-handed hitter Patrick Graham, and he swings and misses at the off speed, brings it 0-1. And man, you just love the change of speed from Mateo. It's so hard to catch up to. 0-1 count coming home. It's another swing and a miss, brings it 0-2. And Mateo now one strike away from his fourth K of the game. He has been really creating a lot of swing and misses, but it's not because he's pitching them outside of the zone. It's just because his stuff is so good. He's throwing strikes. 0-2 count. This one is hit well into left field. It's back towards the warning track and picked up out in the outfield by Myrow. He'll throw it back in, but it does send the runner home. And a nice job to track it down out there by Myrow. There is now two away, but it is an RBI and makes it 4-1. Patrick Graham picking up the RBI, and it's the third RBI of the game. Patrick Graham's second RBI, both on sacrifice flies. And it brings up Miles van den Heuvel with nobody on and two outs in the top of the third inning. First pitch is in there for strike number one. Van den Heuvel, he is 0-1 in the game, popped out to first base back in the first inning. The right-handed hitting left fielder sends this one high in the air towards left field. Wind pushing this one in. Myrow is chasing it down, and he's under it for out number three. But again, another error forces a run home. One run on the one hit, one error, and nobody left on base. It's 4-1 Doxbiters heading into the bottom of the third when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
I just got a little wind blowing in my face here as those flags are certainly starting to wave out here at Witter Field. It's a little windy tonight. The weather is starting to drop as the clouds pick up and the sun goes down. It's 70 degrees still out here at Witter Field. Not a bad night, but with the wind, you might want to be wearing a jacket if you're in the stands as the Raptors get back to work in the bottom of the third. It's 4-1 Dock Spiders. And the Raptors will be led off by their 1-2-3 batters in the inning. It'll be Eric Parker, followed by Mason Onyade and Gunnar Myro batting third. First pitch is popped up, should reach the stands. It's dropping back towards foul territory, and it bounces off the roof for a foul ball. 0-1 count, and Eric Parker, the right-handed hitting shortstop from the University of Georgia, he's been great at getting on base so far this season, but still has struggled to pick up the hits and, well, trying to take that step forward. He got a little bit of playing time at Georgia this past year. They were ranked number 10 in the nation as this pitch misses a little high for ball number one to bring it 1-1. And Parker got that playing time mostly as a pinch runner. Got a couple of plate appearances as this pitch is on the outside edge to bring it 1-2. So still looking for more playing time. He recently entered the transfer portal and looking for a new home. 1-2 count on the way. It's fouled off to bring it 1-2. Expect him to, I expect him at least. I haven't talked to him about where he's planning on going, but expect another powerhouse school, to say the least. Maybe somewhere in the SEC or elsewhere. 1-2 count is fouled back and keeps it a 1-2 count. And well, the SEC, certainly a great collegiate conference. And you look at the College World Series, got a couple of teams in Omaha. The College World Series going on right now. The Raptors have one player competing in it. That's Carson McIntyre for Oregon State. 1-2 count is outside to bring it 2-2. We'll be seeing Carson McIntyre in a little bit, but, I mean, Oregon State's deep run, and they won again, and so they're just continuing. It's a double elimination tournament in the NCAA World Series. This pitch outside brings it 3-2. McIntyre, I go back a few days ago, back on June 8th, he hit a home run against FSU. NCAA baseball tournament, I mean, whew. That's some good stuff right there. He came in as a pinch hitter in their first game of the World Series. This pitch outside for ball number four, and Eric Parker, a leadoff walk in the third inning. Took him 8 pitches, but he worked the count well. Taking his way over to first base, and that's where he shows off that on-base ability. Brings up Mason Onyade with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Raptors down 4-1, and, well, you talk about the way that the defense has looked so far, and the Raptors have already made 3 errors, and all of them have resulted in a run being scored, as this one misses outside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count, and on the Dock Spiders' side, they really struggled with errors early on, and Eric Parker, a late start, but he gets the steal over to second, no throw down. Taking off, and Raptors now have a runner in scoring position with nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Trying to make the 3-run comeback here. Parker on that stolen base attempt. It was a late start. He was starting early and tried stopping as this one gets away, rolls to the backstop, and Parker is on over to third base. Now a 3-0 count to Mason Onyade as Parker moves over to third on the wild pitch. Runner on third, nobody out, and Onyade, the lefty, at the plate. It's a lefty-righty matchup, trying to make the most of it. He'll watch this pitch miss inside for ball number four. That's back-to-back walks by Dylan Emmel to start off the third inning and puts runners on the corners with nobody out. Brings up Gunnar Myro, the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Raptors, and a mound visit as the Dock Spiders will talk things over. The Dock Spiders, they enter this game off of the loss from last night against the Green Bay Rockers and hoping to kind of turn things around. They've had an up and down season, but they've been hovering around 500 most of the way. And you look at their schedule this year and the way that things have gone, their last game, a 9-3 loss. They have lost one, lost one, lost one these past six games prior to their last streak. Their longest streak of the season has been two games. They've won two in a row and they've lost two in a row. They have yet to string together three of any type of game. Three losses, three wins. They haven't done it. The Rafters have had both a three-game win streak and a three-game loss streak this season. Runners on first and third as the man at the plate is Gunnar Myro. After the mound visit is done with, they keep Emil out there. The pitch misses outside to bring it 1-0. And Myro, he is 0-for-1 in the game. Struck out swinging in the first as this pitch misses low to bring it 2-0. Myro from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, also known as UNLV, came to the Rafters and was activated yesterday. One of the so-called cavalry units that were brought in by Ziggy as this pitch misses outside and brings it 3-0. Myro staying patient up at the plate. He recorded his first hit in his first game, but did take him until a little later in the affair to pick it up. He went 1-for-4 yesterday. 3-0 count. That pitch is a little high and called for ball number four. The bases are loaded after three straight walks from Dylan Emil. And taking a look down to the dugout, we're going to see if they want to make a call to the bullpen. Might give them one more batter, and it looks like they will, as it brings up Ashton Zacher with runners on first, second, and third. Gunnar Myro goes to first base, Mason Onyade on second, and Eric Parker, he's still on third. Nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Rafters down three, it's on the outside edge, called for strike number one. Ashton Zacher, left-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters. It's a lefty-righty matchup. And the breaking ball there, that was a nice pitch from Emil, and you want to see more of that. Fastball misses low and brings it back even 1-1. Zacher, still no official at-bat in the game. He walked in his first plate appearance. Looking to reach base for the second time today, but more importantly, drive in an RBI. 1-1 count, and he's early on the swing. A good off-speed brings it 1-2. Hudson Johnson warming up in the bullpen for the Dock Spiders. Might need him soon with the bases loaded and nobody out, trying to get Dylan Emil out of the jam. He'll try and do it himself. 1-2 count on the way home. It's below the zone and brings it 2-2. Didn't miss by much, but Zacher, good discipline to not swing at that. And you saw that back in the first inning. He saw seven pitches before drawing the walk. Had to foul one off as well. And the 2-2 count on the way. It's a swing and a miss early. And a huge strikeout for Dylan Emil. Now has one away in the bottom of the third inning. Bases are still loaded, but another dangerous batter coming up. And this is exactly who you want to see at the plate. Noah Ruiz, right-handed hitting designated hitter for the Rafters. He's got the bases loaded and one away in the bottom of the third. This pitch comes inside and that one hits him on the back. And that, honestly, maybe not the worst thing for the Dock Spiders, because you know the damage that he can do. Ruiz gets an RBI either way on the hit by pitch as the bases were loaded. That's the fourth free pass issued of the third inning by Dylan Emil. And it's 4-2 in the bottom of the third. Noah Ruiz on first base, Gunnar Myro on second, Mason Onyade on third, and Eric Parker, he came in to score on the hit by pitch. First one to Cam Douglas, misses outside to roll it 1-0. KD, he is 0-for-1 from the plate, right-handed batter against the righty pitcher. Ace is still loaded with one away in the bottom of the third. It's a two-run game, and Douglas would love to get an RBI here. First since his return, he went 0-for-4 in yesterday's game. This pitch outside for ball number two, a 2-0 count. But no strikeouts for KD yesterday, and put all of his four at-bats in a play. He did strike out once today, though. 0 for 5 since his return. A 2-0 count. Misses outside. It's 3-0. Emil really struggling with his control right now. And the Rafters taking full advantage of it. And he had thrown 9 straight balls earlier in the inning. Emil hit Ruiz with a pitch. And now he's thrown 3 straight to KD. This pitch right on the outside edge for strike number 1. Douglas was taking all the way. And, well, why not? With the bases loaded, you can walk in a run with any chance that you get. 3-1 count with one away. Here comes the pitch on home, and that's taken below the zone. It's the fourth walk of the inning from Dylan Emil. It sends a runner home. It's an RBI for Douglas. It makes it a one-run game in the bottom of the third. 4-3, the Dock Spiders lead, and that might do it for Emil's night, and it does. Dylan Emil has the bases loaded and will check out of the game here with a less than anticipated start for him, but the Rafters certainly will take it. It is 4-3 when we come back here on WFHR in the bottom of the third.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And the new pitcher coming into the game for the Dock Spiders, it's Hudson Johnson, a left-handed freshman from the University of Cincinnati, a native of Prior Lake, Minnesota. He comes into the game and relieves Dylan Emil after Emil went 2 1/3 innings. He left the bases loaded with one away in the bottom of the third. Rafters hoping to make a minor comeback early on. They were down 4-1, but they've put up 2 runs in the bottom of the third, and they've made it now a one-run game. It's 4-3. Bases loaded as Madden Akko steps up to the plate, and Akko, the only guy to record multiple hits in last night's game for the Rafters. Pitch coming home is a swing and a miss to bring it 0-1, and a sacrifice in this opportunity would tie up the game, but the infielders kind of holding back rather than pushing up as Akko kind of shows off that full swing. 0-1 count with one away, and the third baseman is starting to sneak up, but this pitch misses inside to bring it 1-1. A little bit of a look at Johnson. He's gone 2 1/3 innings in his one appearance this season. That was 6 days ago against Lakeshore. He's had plenty of rest. He allowed just one run on one hit in those 2 1/3. 1-1 counts. A swing and a miss from Akko to bring it 1-2. And Akko, I mean, he has been great to start off his Rafters career. Just a few games for him, but batting .400 with 5 RBIs, a .1070 OPS. He's got the bases loaded with one out. Trying to make his name heard around Wisconsin Rapids. Pitch on the way home. It is outside and nearly gets away from William Horner, but he's able to locate it before it got too far. And keep the runner on third base. On third, it's Gunnar Myro. On second, Noah Ruiz. And on first, it's Cameron Douglas. The Rafters, they trailed 4-1 entering this inning. Three of those runs that came across for the Dock Spiders were thanks to errors. So those unearned, although one an earned run against the record of Anthony Mateo. Mateo, he's been pitching pretty well. He's yet to cross the 50-pitch marker, and a good chance that he's back out for the fourth inning. 2-2 count on the way to Madden Akko, and a righty-lefty matchup. This pitch misses outside to bring it 3-2. Key opportunity here. It's a full count with one away with the bases loaded to one of the better batters on this Rafters team. Johnson trying to finish him off. The pitch comes home, and he's early on the swing, sends it over the rat trap and right back towards the concessions area. So a full count with one away, and bases are loaded. Here comes the pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back. Just got a piece of that. Akko staying alive out there, and the runner still on first. Douglas on second, Ruiz. And Ruiz, he's got a bit of speed out there. He's a couple stolen bases. It is many times on. Over at first, Akko, Douglas, he's also got a lot. 3-2, this pitch misses low, and it's another walk. It sends home the third run of the inning for the Rafters as they tie it up 4-4. Madden Akko, the RBI with the walk, and Douglas goes over to second base. Ruiz is now on third, and Gunnar Myro scores on it. 4-4 as Johnson's not able to avoid the damage. He'll send the first pitch here to Hiroto Kobayashi outside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Kobayashi, he singled in the second inning. One of two guys to pick up a single off of Dylan Emmel. He allowed just two hits in his 2 1/3, but he walked a few too many batters. 1-1 count on the way to Kobayashi after that one was fouled away, and J.J. Garcia on deck. Bases still loaded with one out. Kobayashi trying to do some damage, but the pitch misses away, and he'll take it. 2-1 count. There have been five walks this inning, plus a hit by pitch. The Rafters just staying patient. They don't have a hit this inning, but they haven't needed one. Bases still loaded. Three runs have been sent home on the free pass as this one misses low, and it's 3-1. So a fourth run potentially on the way if Hudson Johnson can't locate on this pitch. So a 3-1 count to the right-hander Kobayashi, and it's fouled off. A pitch on the outside edge, and Kobayashi didn't want to just take it. It rolls to a full count. Kobayashi, he was caught stealing back in the second when he was on base, and well, he has shown some great plate discipline and struggled a little bit through the middle 10 games so far this season. 3-2 is taken low and away, and it's a walk for Kobayashi. It's the sixth walk of the inning. It's the third RBI on a walk, and it makes it 5-4 Rafters. Kobayashi to first base. Madden Akko goes to second. Cameron Douglas goes to third. And Noah Ruiz comes home to score. Sets up J.J. Garcia with still one out in the bottom of the third inning. This pitch on the inside edge called for strike number one. Brings it to an 0-1 count. Garcia, right-handed batter. He steps up with the bases loaded. One out, bottom of the third, Rafters up 5-4 on the scoreboard. Pitch on the way home, it's fouled back and brings it 0-2, and Dock Spiders fans saying, man, finally! Got a lead in the count here. Garcia hoping to fight back into it, as have many of the Rafters throughout this inning. Akko had a 3-2 count. Parker had a 3-2 count. Fought off a couple of pitches. 0-2 on the way home. It misses below the zone and rolls to 1-2. Rafters still have yet to pick up a hit in this inning, despite the four runs coming across. The Dock Spiders also yet to record an error in the game. Johnson on the way, sends this one, and it's fouled back by Garcia. Just got a piece of that one and stays alive at the plate. That's what he needed to do, though, just keep it going up here. The one out in the inning so far was a strikeout of Ashton Zacher, so the fielders really haven't had much of a chance to do anything. They've just been standing out there so far. Hoping to make a play. 1-2 count. It is once again fouled back by Garcia. Had to reach out a little bit for that one, but still is able to make contact with it, which is a huge sign for the Rafters. And a little more about Garcia. He's a guy from Round Rock, Texas, right around Austin. And his last time out, he went 0-for-1 yesterday as this pitch misses a little low and away. Brings it 2-2 and came in as a defensive substitution yesterday and replaced Eric Parker over at shortstop. Now he's at third base today. 2-2 count on the way home. It's a swing and a miss. He was late on that one, and he goes down on strikes. Second strikeout of the inning, but the first strikeout for Hudson Johnson, and there's two away with the bases loaded in the bottom of the third. Rafters have now officially batted around, though, as Eric Parker steps back up to the plate with those two outs. Eric Parker, he's up for his third plate appearance of the game. He grounded out 6-3 in the first inning and drew a walk to lead off the third. Pitch on the way home, he holds off on a breaking ball that's on the lower part of the zone to catch it 0-1. Parker saw eight pitches back in the earlier part of this inning. Bases still loaded, and the Rafters still looking for that first hit of the frame. 0-1 count coming home, and it misses high to bring it 1-1. And Parker, the shortstop for the Rafters, batting just .222 entering today, and without a hit here, it's going to drop a little bit, but the on-base percentage won't. 1-1 count. He holds off as it misses low, and took a little while for Horner to be able to locate it, but he does find it and picks it up as the runner stays on third. Over on third base, it's KD on second, Madinako on first, Hiroto Kobayashi. Kobayashi, certainly a quick runner out there, so if it's a extra base hit, you're looking for him to score. 2-1 is on the outside edge, called for a strike. It's 2-2. And Parker, hoping to make something happen here. He scored the run in the third inning, also had a stolen base, but no RBI in this one. And the pitch coming home, it's a little low for ball number three, and Parker wasn't happy about something there and maybe trying to call for a balk of some sort. Not sure. Either way, it's a 3-2 count. It is full for Eric Parker. 3-2, two away in the bottom of the third. Rafters up one. The bases are loaded. Pitch on the way. It's a swing and a miss for strike number three. And, well, the Rafters are able to pick up four runs but do it on no hits. There were no errors. And there were three left on base. It's 5-4 Wisconsin Rapids as we head into the fourth inning here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become The Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now The Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And it's a new pitcher coming into the game for the rafters, so no return of Anthony Mateo here as we hit the top of the fourth inning. Instead, we'll be turning to Brennan Cohen, and Mateo's line is done as he went three innings, allowing four runs. Only one of them was earned, though, on five hits. He did not walk a batter. Three strikeouts, no hit by pitches, no wild pitches. Faced 15 total batters on 49 pitches. On the other side, Dylan Emmel's line is also final. He allowed he went two and a third innings, allowing five runs. All five were earned on two hits, six walks, three strikeouts with one hit by pitch and one wild pitch. He faced 15 total batters and threw 60 pitches. On to the mound, Brennan Cohen, right-handed pitcher, who comes from the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, where he pitched for four seasons before recently hitting the transfer portal. And, well, he had moved on schools. He recently made a commitment as well. He's going over to Roosevelt University in Division II baseball and the home of the Lakers in Chicago, Illinois. Last time out, he went three and a third innings, allowing just two runs back on June 8th at Green Bay as this pitch misses inside to Horner to bring it 1-0. And Cohen, he joined me as a color commentator back on the road trip this past week in Lakeshore. Great to have on the broadcast to talk about all the things that the pitchers get to see. This one, a foul ball towards the concessions area as it bounces high and brings the count 1-1. And Cohen was talking a lot about the attack the strike zone mentality that's kind of been instilled to these players by Mike Spears, and not just him, but by the entire coaching staff. 1-1 count on the way to Horner. It comes inside, and that's going to hit him. Not where he wanted to throw that pitch, as it sends William Horner over to first base. So a leadoff runner for the Dock Spiders brings up Jalen Gellings to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Rafters up 5-4. Brennan Cohen hoping to have a shutout frame here. And, man, he looked good back in that game at Green Bay, and you want to see more of that. Pitch on the way home. It's a bunt down the third baseline. This is a beauty. Picked up by Garcia. He'll throw it on to first, and just in time. A nice catch by Madden Akko as he went down to one knee to pick it up. He's walking off a little slowly towards the third base side as Ashton Zacher had gone over to third to kind of back up Brennan Cohen, and Akko now walking back over to first. Looks like he'll be fine over there, but one away in the top of the fourth inning. And a nice play by J.J. Garcia. That's what you want to see. An impressive play, but William Horner does go over to second base on Jalen Gellings' ground out. So runner on second with one away brings up the right-handed hitter, Tommy Guggins. Righty-righty matchup. Guggins, the second baseman for Fond du Lac. Pitch coming home. This one's hit over to shortstop, and it kind of eats him up. Parker's not able to pick it up, and it drops right in front of him as both runners will advance. William Horner goes over to third base, and Jalen Gellings over to first. And Parker, he is continuing to have trouble out there defensively, and it's going to go up as an error. E6 in the books. Sends Guggins to first, Horner on third, and brings up T.P. Wentworth. Three of the four runs that have come across for the Dock Spiders have been because of errors, as this one is fouled away down that left field line. Well out of play towards the Party in the Park area. 0-1 count. And the Party in the Park area, certainly a great place to hang out. Man, I mean, everyone has fun down there. I tell you what. Kind of buffet-style food and all the drinks and great spot. As here's a pickoff attempt back to first with Madonaco on the bag, and it's almost as great as, well, maybe it's definitely comparable to sitting in the Craft River and up on the Rat Trap. All-inclusive deals there as the 0-1 count misses outside to bring it 1-1, and there's just something special about Witterfield, and especially sitting down there by the Craft River. It's a one-of-a-kind bar area where you get your drinks floated down to you on a little raft for cups. So cool. 1-1 count, runners on the corners. Check swing, did he go? Yeah, he did. 1-2 count as T.P. Wentworth couldn't quite hold off. And Wentworth 0-for-2 in the game. He struck out twice. Brendan Cohen trying to make it three times. This is his first chance at Wentworth. It's a lefty-righty matchup. The pitch coming, the runner taking off. It's outside. The throw on down is a beauty, and not able to apply the tag there. And that throw, nearly perfect from Ashton Zacher, but Eric Parker not able to apply the tag. And just able to slide in there with the stolen base, Tommy Guggins. So now runners on second and third, a 2-2 count to T.P. Wentworth as Ashton Zacher just shy of getting that caught stealing. 2-2 count with one away in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch on the way home. This one's hit up the middle and into center field. So that'll get up there to Douglas, who will try and throw it home, but it's cut off by Madonaco. Two runs come around to score on the single from T.P. Wentworth. Two RBIs on the play, and it gives the lead back to the Dock Spiders. 6-5 in the top of the fourth. Tommy Guggins comes home to score on it, and William Horner also does as well. Brings up Matt Hansen with one out and a runner on first base. Double play still in order. Pitch on the way home. This one's hit to the left side of the field, and that gets on through for a base hit. Back-to-back singles from the Dock Spiders as Matt Hansen goes over to first base. T.P. Wentworth goes to second. The runners on first and second with one out in the top of the fourth inning. Dock Spiders up one run. Brennan Cohen not able to stop the damage. Now the run of William Horner will be an earned run, although the run of Guggins is unearned. Jonathan Fitz up at the plate, right-handed batter. It's a righty-righty matchup. Cohen looks back to second, now fires it home, and the breaking ball is in there for a strike to bring it 0-1. And Fitz, he is 0-for-2 on the game. He reached back in the first inning on an error, but in the third inning, he grounded out 5-3. 0-1 count with one away. Pitch on the way home, and it brings it 0-2 with a big swing and a miss from Fitz. And Fitz, you look back to last night's game for the Dock Spiders, and he was not in the lineup. So back in the lineup today and hoping to make the most of it. He's batting .318 on the season, so just an off day for him as this pitch misses away and brings it 1-2. Entered today batting .318 with 6 RBIs and .864 OPS. So he was certainly one of the better batters on this Doc Spiders team. As a squad, they were batting just 222 entering today. Cohen coming home with the pitch. It's a breaking ball that's fouled away, so Fitz stays alive. It's the third time through the batting order for Fond du Lac. And, man, the Rafters pitching staff, they really wish that they could have recorded some more outs, but they're certainly attacking the strike zone. No walks or hit by pitches from Anthony Mateo, and just the one hit by pitch from Brennan Cohen. 1-2 count on the way. It's a swing and a miss, and he gets strike number three. First strikeout of the game for Brennan Cohen. Now two away with the runner staying on first and second in the top of the fourth. Cohen trying to keep it a one-run Doc Spiders lead, not let it get any further away from them. And Cohen looking to come home with the pitch, keeping those runners on. He looks back to second. Runner takes off from both bases, though, as this one's a fly ball towards the right field line. Kobayashi didn't track it correctly at first and not able to adjust in time as he tries to slide down and pick it up on the warning track in foul territory. And I say doesn't read it right, but that's partly because of the wind that was pushing out towards that right field foul pole. And initially, it probably would have ended up in Kobayashi's glove, but the wind just pushing it further and further away made it nearly impossible for him to track down. Landon Mensick at the plate. He's a right-handed batter. It's a righty-righty matchup. Mensick entered today batting 290 on the season, but he's 2-for-2 in the game. Both singles, and he's got an RBI and a run scored. A swing and a miss here brings it 0-2. Two outs in the fourth inning. And Cohen trying to work out of this. He's allowed two runs so far, but only one of them was earned. Cohen had allowed two runs in his 3 1/3 innings against Green Bay last week. 0-2 count, misses well outside, but a nice block by Zacher keeps it from getting away and brings the count 1-2. And over on second base, not too much to work with from T.P. Wentworth, although he was able to work into the Clemson lineup and put up about 50 plate appearances as just a freshman for an ACC squad. Pretty impressive to do. 1-2 count with two away, coming home to Wentworth, and it misses low and away to bring it 2-2. But even still, Wentworth, not too much to work off of to really know how good he is at stealing bases. So staying over at second base, and the 2-2 counts hit up the middle. Diving, it's not able to go into the glove of Onyade into center field. Here comes one run, and the other runner will stay at second base. It's an RBI single from Landon Mensick, his third hit of the game. And it's now 7-5 Doc Spiders in the top of the fourth. The Rafters had taken the lead 5-4 with a four-run third inning, but Doc Spiders responded with three of their own, and they could be adding more against Brennan Cohen. They've picked up three hits with a hit-by-pitch and an error in the fourth inning. And the Doc Spiders cruising along right now. Still a close game, but that offense has really had no problems. Two away, runners on first and second. The pitch coming home to Zacher misses outside for ball number one. At the plate, Patrick Graham. He has two sac flies on the game. So a pair of RBIs, and he's got an RBI in each plate appearance so far, so we'll see if he adds another RBI with the runner in scoring position here. Would need a hit as that pitch misses low for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count. The runner on second base is Matt Hansen and Landon Mensick over at first. And with this, a 2-0 count, it'll be Mike Spears heading out to the mound for a visit with Brennan Cohen. Just double checking to make sure that he's all good to go. And after getting hit around a bit by the Doc Spiders, he was down to his last strike back in the Landon Mensick at bat before he hit the single, and so was hoping to get out of the inning, wasn't able to do so there, and now trying to get back in the right mindset. Miles Vandenhoevel on deck, and he would be the ninth batter at the plate if it gets over to him. Patrick Graham, the third baseman at the plate right now, and really trying to make it count for the Dock Spiders, who've struggled offensively this year. And you look at the way that the stats compare for both the teams. The Rafters, who have had kind of an on and off offense, they've scored 123 runs in their 18 games so far, where the Dock Spiders in 17 games have scored just 88. This pitch in there called for a strike on the outside edge, brings it 2-1. So per game, the Dock Spiders down to about 6-7 in that range. 2-1 count on the way home, and he holds off on a pitch that's slightly above the zone to bring it 3-1. Graham trying to bring home those runs, but really trying to keep the inning alive any way possible.